Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bone Time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
We have seen countless changes to the kickoff. Going back to 2011 when they moved the kicker from the 30 to the 35 to kind of incentivize touchbacks more. You limit the collisions and therefore you limit the concussions. And the NFL and all their research, they found that concussions are four times more likely to cause I have this written down.
It's all that ice cream.
Kickoffs.
Go to your head.
Yes. Yeah. Are four times more likely to cause a concussion than a play involved running or passing. And we've seen concussions decline exponentially, really, over the past few years when more and more rules changed to kind of legislate the play out of the game. But going back to last year, you got the dynamic kickoff rule, and now it looks more like the XFL, and you saw more kickoffs in 2024, but it really didn't get what the NFL was looking for. There were 32.8% kickoff return rate last year. Through the first 2 weeks of this season, because of the touchback moving from the 30 to the 35-yard line, teams have returned nearly 77% of kickoffs. That's more than double. That's more than double what last year was. And it's the highest return rate that we've seen since the 2010 season, which is prior to the kickoff moving from the 30 to the 35-yard line. So the kickoff is back in the NFL.
It's back,
and
baby.
Now
so are concussions.
And now you really have to lean into this, not only as a kicker standpoint, but also the return and the coverage units.
Yes.
And the Ravens, through two games, albeit, have been really, really good. They're seventh in the NFL in kick return average, and they also have the sixth best kickoff return coverage in terms of average return allowed against them. And this has kind of blown me away. I thought that we would see a lot more kickoff returns just because the 35-yard line, man, that's, you get a couple first downs in today's
NFL. Bada bing, bada boom, field goal.
You're in field goal range because we're just seeing 60-yard field goals with a ton of regularity at this point. But this has far exceeded anything.
Speaking of field goal kickers who are no longer in range, did you see Scumbag's household? So I don't have my finger on the pulse
of the real estate market.
Well, it was in the banner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he was asking 3-2, took 2-8.
Nice. Nice chunk of change. And you're referring to Justin Tucker, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
the Scumbag kicker.
Yeah. Some people might not know the reference.
But I think there's a liquored up kicker, Mike Vanderjagt. That's per Manning.
We found out during the break you didn't know who Zoe Saldana is. So like,
did not.
Possible.
I knew who the person from the T-Mobile ad. Yeah. I'm like, I should probably know who that person is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, that person's probably really like incredibly popular, and this is on me.
By the way, are you aware that both kick returners in the game Sunday left with a concussion? Both Rasheed Ali and DeAndre Ali Carter.
DeAndre Carter.
Both left with concussions.
That is a good point.
Both kick returns.
Player health and safety.
Well, hey, we got kickoff returns back.
You got kickoff returns back.
It's easy for you to say. Yeah. It's not your brains.
Hey, I'm just watching.
Well, and according to Dr. Gigi, remember when an ankle and a knee equals
sling
a brain?
Sling ain't no thing.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about when... Like two hammies plus a knee equals a brain bruise.
That's
not an accurate statement.
That was something.
Yeah. I just said I trust the doctors. That's what I said there.
Something like that.
Yes. So,
it's not how Bone and I remember it.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Bone's with me.
Yeah, he did. Bone doesn't remember it at all.
It was a weird...
Still got brain freeze.
It was a weird...
I was just consulting the doctors is what I was doing.
It was a weird comparison.
Yeah, it was something.
Yeah, so alas.
It was a thing.
So it's here to stay, at least for this year, though.
Brains be damned.
That's right. NFL, brains be damned. That's a bumper sticker.
But that's the other side of it, where now you're getting more of this, and can you bring up that point? I'm curious the concussion numbers following this year, because you're getting so many more returns.
Well, do you even trust the numbers? I mean, the people behind the numbers... have a vested stake in the numbers going a certain way.
Don't they have independent doctors, Jason?
Who's auditing the numbers?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know much about audits. Guessing not anybody. Unfortunately, I do.
Yeah.
And once they audit you once, even if you really didn't do anything, they audit you relentlessly.
How many times have you been audited?
A bunch.
Really?
A bunch. Like in the last 3 years... Yeah, somebody at the IRS don't like my Twitter feed or something.
Yeah, that's possible.
It's like pennies. It's like nickels here and dimes there. I'm like, who? Don't you have bigger fish to fry?
No.
They'd rather fry me.
Yeah, they like you. But you keep getting you keep winning though,
and they keep coming back from past years. Now there's like one from 2022. I'm like, well, why is this one coming after the one from 2023 and the one from 2024?
So let me ask you a question. So we talked yesterday. We think the tush push is gone after this year. They're going to vote that out.
Yeah.
Will kickoffs be the same next season? Will they ride with this?
I would be stunned if it changes.
Yeah,
I would be stunned. This is exactly what they wanted. Yeah. That's what they tried to do last year.
Hide behind players' health and safety and get more scoring.
It's what they wanted to happen last year, and it failed miserably. But now it's the highest return rate since 2010, 15 years ago. This is exactly what they wanted. So, yeah, it's going to be here to stay.
But they can't quite collide like they used to. They can't build up as much of a head of steam as they... Yeah. They can't start as soon as they did before, which, again, have you read a scientific report about this? I mean, I think a concussion is a concussion. That's just me, but I don't know.
Is Keaton Mitchell returning kicks this week, or is Rasheed Ali back?
I have no idea.
I'm just guess best guess.
I don't have a guess.
You think we can see Keaton Mitchell this week?
I think we see Keaton Mitchell this week.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we're going Keaton Mitchell.
Hey, coming up next, Ravens, obviously, they had open locker room. We might hear some sound later in the show as some guys are talking locker room, but practice begins tomorrow. But there's already been a slew of quarterback injuries. With that in mind, six-pack time. Who are the best six healthy and available
right now to play a game today?
Yes, healthy and available quarterbacks in the NFL. We'll give you our list next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.